to the greatest.
Hey, you know Jay Ray got girls here going way, 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 way.
Bad hoes on me.
Oh. I wish.
Oh, man. Chill. Hey, we got a special episode for y'all boys today, man. We got my boy Linkhart in the building, aka my boy Zaire. We met around, I think we met at Clarkson in Miss Robbins class. It was a chemistry.
Actually, no, we met a little while before. You may not even remember this.
I don't.
We met my freshman year at Clarkson. We had Professor Shauna's class together.
Professor who?
Shauna. We had a French course together.
Oh, Tachana, you was in that class with Cortez and him?
Ooh. You're right.
Oh, yeah, Tachana, shout out. Yeah, oh, you're like, ooh, ooh. I remember that class. I just don't remember you in there. Did we talk in there?
Yeah.
I was just a friendly.
That's the first time I think I ever met, let me get closer to the mic, but that's the first time I think I ever met you and Quay, all three of us.
Quay, me, you, Quay, Cortez. Yeah. That's the only people I remember in that class. Damn.
All of us was in that class together.
Ah!
And that's kind of where our friendship started.
And Haran? Was Haran in there too? You remember Haran? I'll show you a picture later.
Okay, but. Cool.
Damn, I did not remember that, bro.
That's where our friendship started. We've been cool ever since.
So. Okay, so I let him tell it then. Yeah, and then we had Miss Robbins' class, I believe it was my sophomore year. Was it my junior year or something?
I think that was your junior year. I was a sophomore.
For real?
Yeah.
And I can tell I'm getting old, bro. Listen, I just know we transferred to Shambly together. Man, I know. That's how we became kind of close and got friends. We was at Clarkson, if you don't know. I don't know how it is now, but back then it was really, 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 really bad school to be in. Safety-wise, the environment was toxic, very dangerous. This wasn't a good learning environment, and I had been to Shambly Middle when I was younger, and I was supposed to go to Shambly Charter until they did something with the, what it's called, it's in my head right now, the No Child Left Behind thing. I think they No Child Left Behind thing. It was something where, like, you were able, if you weren't in the district of the school, you could still go to the school. You can use No Child Left Behind program. Something to do like that. And then I guess they ended it. And that's when I ended up going to Clarkson. Actually, no. I ended up going to Clarkson because my parents trying to punish me type-ish. Because you saw how I was. I was a class clown.
Yeah.
I wasn't a bad kid. I was just a class clown. I wasn't really a super class disruptor. But yeah, I was just a class clown. And so my punishment was, after I graduated from Shambly Middle School, I wanted to go Shambly Charter. And it was like, your punishment, you're going to Clarkson. You want to act like a bad kid, you're going to go with the bad kids.
Dang.
Yeah, so. And then, like, after the No Child Left Behind ended, I think that's when it was hard to get back in Shambly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I went my senior year, and I ended up graduating. You went your junior year. At least you had 2 years in that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That's where we met. That's how we met. And now my boy's an aspiring R&B artist. Goes by the name of Linkhart. Hey. I don't even know where to start, bro. Let me look at my notes, goddamn. Because where you want to start off? Let's start off like where did Linkhart? Where did that name come from?
So we go way back in time.
Yeah,
Linkhart came, I want to say maybe my sophomore year at Clarkston. This was around the time I was that whole like 2015 to 2016 kind of like phase in my life was just those 2 years was just like a really really bad place for me mentally. Mm-hmm. A lot was going on. Linkhart came.
Wait, year again? My bad.
2015 and 2016.
God, that's young though, bro.
Yeah, it was. I mean,
I feel you. I was there too, but yeah.
It was a lot going on, just like financially, housing wise, all that stuff like that. Just a lot of stuff I was dealing with. And then, you know, school wasn't really that great to me either around that time.
Yeah.
But the name Linkhart is actually, it's more of a phrase than it is a name. I just kind of like formed it as a name because that's just like the artist in me, you know, the artist stuff. But Linkhart is really just like a feeling. Around that time, I just felt like really emotionless and Linkhart, just emotionless and like heartless. Like I just didn't have a heart.
Yeah.
So I was becoming very like, I don't even know what the word for it is. It's just very like dead inside.
Yeah.
Almost.
Empty.
One day I was in class, and you know, like most other song ideas that I have, it just
pops up. Yeah, pops in my head. That's how I do with the podcast.
And I was like, this is how I've been feeling this whole year. It's just really like down in the dumps. I don't feel like I have a soul. I don't feel like any of this. Like, and I don't feel like I have a heart. Yeah. And I was like, I wish I knew somebody or had like some type of like experience that could link my heart back inside me.
Yeah.
And that's where the whole like link heart thing came from. Yeah.
Ah, shit.
So, yeah.
So you came up with this in like, that was your sophomore? That was my
sophomore year.
That was your, my junior year.
Yeah, okay. So I was about like 15 or 16 when I first came up with the name.
Okay. And then when did you come up with that project, Hearts and Crafts?
Hearts and Crafts happened maybe like, because like the songs happened at like different points in my life, but really the first like starting points of it or that really kicks off like maybe 2018, so like 2 years later. And
that was after you graduated. Yeah. Oh, no, that was your graduation year.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, 2018 was my graduation year, and that's when that whole little situation I was telling you about earlier in the car, and then Hearts and Crafts is actually about a girl from Clarkston.
No, name dropping. Give me a hint. Do I know her?
You might. Let me see if I can find a photo of her.
Yeah. Like, I know. I feel you don't name. I ain't gonna lie. I might start name dropping when I get famous. I ain't gonna hold. I'm letting all y'all know. But yeah. Our girl from Clarkson.
You ever came across her before?
Nah.
Yeah, it's probably somebody you have. But
basically, wait, type her name in right quick. Oh, okay. Type her name so I see if I don't recognize her. Nah, but that's a Clarkson name for sure. That's a Clarkson name. Damn, bro. So take me through what happened. What happened? Well, was she the inspiration behind the whole project, or was this like one of the songs about her?
The whole project is about just like my whole
love life, basically.
It's more so just focused on the like the falling out between me and that person that we kind of had around that time. So
also the whole every song was about one girl.
Yeah, the whole.
Oh shit, yo, y'all gotta check out Hearts and Crafts. I thought this was like different. I thought these were different girls in different situations, bro.
That whole project,
the same about, girl,
yeah, the same person.
Nigga, I would have killed myself. Ain't gonna lie. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. YouTube, don't take this down. Bro, you know YouTube, to go off topic a little bit, you know YouTube got new, they got like new policies now, bro. Like you can't curse within the first 15. Darren, I'm trying to zone us out, nigga. Listen to the podcast, because you don't watch it. Man, man, nigga. And I said in your house. Let me stop. Hey, stop. Don't take my equipment down. No, I'm just kidding. He ain't coming over here. No, I'm just kidding. But like off topic though, you two got new policies now, bro. You can't curse within the first 15 seconds. Certain, like even like for video gamers, certain content they'll take down. Like that's what I'm saying. Like if you're playing a shooting game and you're just showing the gameplay, but you're not promoting violence or killing, I find that hard. But that's just. So like I said, the suicide thing was a joke. Just disclaimer. But go ahead, my fault. I forgot where we were.
We were talking about
the whole thing was about a girl. One girl.
Yeah, pretty much. So just like a brief like summary, I guess, before I like break down the project.
Yeah.
Hearts and Crafts. So the person I'm talking about on this project, they originally went to the high school that me and Jared both went to, which is Clarkson High School.
And I ain't gonna lie, by the way, she's bad.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl. She really is, but
she bad.
I mean, it was just like, we were just, because I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. We were both, like, really young and just immature.
You're young, you're naive, and yeah. Hell yeah.
So, you know, you're not going to make the right decisions around that
Tell
time.
Tell me like about 18, it. Yeah, yeah,
17, you're not. 18, you're not going to make all the right decisions. But,
yeah.
This girl, she was somebody I knew back when I used to go to Freedom Middle School. So, I knew her back since sixth grade, I want to say. We used to ride the same school bus. We didn't live in the same neighborhood, but she was always cool people. I mean, like, we
so
were really,
it that's when it hurt the worst, when it goes from a friendship to a relationship.
Yeah.
Because when you start off as a friendship, and I was talking about this with another girl the other day, I was like, I kind of understand where she's coming from, because she says she wants to start off as friends when we first talk. But like, I see friendship and relationships are two different things unless they collide on their own. You see what I'm saying? Like, it got to naturally happen. Or do you agree with that? Like,
I feel you. I feel you.
Because I understand what she's saying. You got to start off as friends to become a relationship. But yeah, I don't.
For sure.
But friends like that is different from friends she talking about. Like, y'all would. I don't know if I'm using this word right, but we're going to try. Unequivocally friends. Like, y'all. It was more of a natural thing. And then y'all became, like, emotions got deep into that. Where I think. I was about to say her name. What Shorty was talking about was, I meet you for Saturday night. Hey, my name is Jared. It's not how I talk to girls. Let me get in my mode. I got a magic girl right here. Hey, my name is Jared. I find you highly attractive. And I know I'm not going to get to see you outside of this. Like, let's just say we're at the mall or something. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to see you, but I think you're highly attractive. And I want to get to know you beyond your beauty. So can I get your number? How the fuck are we going to be friends from that, bro? Like, we just going to jump into a friendship?
Yeah.
I'm not saying we're going to jump into a relationship, but we can get to know each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think you got to... I guess it's the word that's bothering me. It's friendship. You can't linger that word around too much.
Yeah, everybody ain't
your can't friend. Link hearted. Not slang. You can't link it with. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Go ahead. My fault. I just thought that was.
So actually, the interesting thing is we actually never went into the relationship phase, and I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna get to that point. But like I was saying,
though, I can tell by lyrics. I can tell.
Yeah, it's all in there for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I knew her since middle school. We weren't really, like, close friends around that time. I mean, she was just, like, I would probably describe her as an acquaintance around that time. Like, she was, like, cool people. Like, I knew her. I'm like, you're a friendly face. I see you every once in a while. I used to mess with her a little bit. It wasn't until sophomore year of high school we had both went to Carson together. And then we both had a AP class.
She was smart.
Yeah, she's
like a little. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, so like
she ain't gonna lie, y'all. Ain't trying to look. She pressure, but she look a little rough. Not rough, but she just
like despite what happened between us, she's always gonna be like in my girl. I'm always like put good energy on her name.
You know what, man? Like, I hate that when niggas do that shit.
What?
Sorry, pops. I hate when not what you do. The opposite. I hate when niggas get turned down and get rejected, or get exposed or some shit. Not even exposed, but get rejected or some shit, and they be like, "Oh, you like that bitch? That bitch ain't even that cute."
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Nah, nigga. Like,
I mean, like it's okay. Like,
yeah, just be like, it like, bro, it don't even mean if you got rejected, don't mean you ugly. It don't even mean she.
Yeah.
It don't even mean she a bad person. It just mean like everybody. Everybody has their own type.
Yeah.
And you just weren't their type.
And that was actually something I've learned like very recently because I used to be one of those guys.
Me
I was
too.
Like, oh, bro. I'm ugly. I must be lame.
I must be, yeah.
Yeah, like, but no, literally, I have a coworker, you know, she kind of acts like a pretend older sister to me. She's like, nah, sometimes it just means like if a girl just tells you she's not into, she's just not into you.
Like, yeah, they have their own type. You're just not her type. You're just not her person. You're not what she's looking for.
Yeah, and if you don't.
Everybody has a, I don't want to say type. It's another word for it, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And this can apply to the ladies too. I mean, even if you, because. Well, I don't really think women deal with rejection like that or whatever, but, you know, just saying, if you happen to deal with rejection, it's not really, like, 100% your fault. That person's just not into you because maybe they like something else or whatnot. So it is what it is. But I'm getting off track.
Yeah.
What was like?
It's a podcast.
That's how
we had to have conversations. I feel like this shit was CNN when we first started. But
Yeah. No, but, yeah. So it wasn't until sophomore year at Carson High School. We both had a AP World History class together. Have you ever had Owen Robinson before? You ever met him before? Light skinned dude. He used to have like sort of like bluish eyes, curly.
You like he was albino?
Yeah, low key.
Yeah, I know he was. That nigga hated his fucking job.
Bro.
He hated
his
job.
Who are you telling?
I can tell he was a good teacher. He just hated his job. This is how I knew he hated his job. And I seen him, because you know fights break out at Clarkson all the fucking time.
Yeah.
There was like a fucking brawl happening. This nigga sitting by his classroom just watching this shit. And then when the security and all the other teachers are coming, he start acting like he want to help join in. Like, he's like, bro, he was like, literally before that, he was just like this. And for y'all that can't see me, I got my arms crossed and I'm just looking down. Like, you know that look that black moms give them old school, like, what's it called? Like, spam and Section 8 mom. They're like, he was just like, he was just chilling on the wall, just looking at the fight going down. I'm like, nigga, you ain't going to break it up. The security and all the other teams start coming around the corner running, trying to break it up. He want to act like he, oh, shit, I'm trying to break it up. I can just tell you.
Let me tell you, Owen Robinson was a lot of things, and we just did not have the best student-teacher relationship.
Oh, he hated you too?
Yeah, that nigga hated me.
And you be quiet in the class. I'm telling y'all, Zaire was quiet. He ain't give no reason. I hate people like that.
I never knew what that dude's beef was with me, but he always
he just hated his fucking job. Bro.
Yeah, so. But you know, it is what it is. Yeah. I'm out of high school. He don't even matter no more. But yeah, we both had the same AP World History class, and I can't remember if this was the first semester. I think it was the second semester. Mm-hmm. That's when we first started to become like super close with each other, and we eventually kind of like went into this, like, I guess, space where we became best friends. Mm-hmm. So me and her were best friends for like almost, I want to say 3 years, mm-hmm. almost 3 years. Things were good. I didn't really like her in the way that I did around like the last couple of like moments of our friendship. So shit was good from like 2018 and maybe like when we get to 2019, that's when I'm starting to think like, okay, maybe this girl is the one.
Yeah.
Somebody who
So what were some of the things that made you think she was the one, like characteristics or?
Just somebody who gave me a chance, first of all, you know, cause like.
So the feelings were mutual at one point. Do you feel like?
I don't think they were. I mean, as far as like friendship goes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she probably liked me. That was like mutual, like on that level. But like.
She never wanted to take it.
Yeah. She further. Never wanted to get to the next level. And I did. So, like, maybe around 2019, when I first started to, like, discover these emotions that I have for her, I was kind of brushing it off because I was, you know, I was really just conscious of the fact, like, we had this really, like, strong bond of friendship. Yeah, I was just like, no, keep it tucked away. These are probably just going to fade away, like, a little after a while. Just don't think about it. But the more I just kept, like, talking to her, the more I was just like, yeah, I really want to, like, be in a relationship with this girl. And, I don't think I can even remember when I told her, to be honest, but it had to be 2019. But at some point, I eventually got around to telling her, I was like, hey, I'm interested in dating you. I think we should take our friendship and go to the next level. And around that time, she was actually dating another guy.
Did you know?
So, like, I don't know him personally.
I mean, did you know they were dating? I don't even care about the...
Did I know they were dating? Yeah. I mean, yeah, she told me that they were.
Oh, that nigga bold.
Yeah.
So that's what on and off was kind of about.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm tired. I'm gonna start doing goddamn music artist interviews, nigga. Shit.
That's actually what on and off is
about. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So on and off is really just a song of me being in this space. It's like the same thing with romance movies too. Mm-hmm. I'm in this space of like liking a girl. She's talking to somebody. Yeah. They're having issues.
See, I thought it was something different. See, this is what I thought on and off was at first. I had to keep listening to it and really, really dive into it because I thought it was more like, Yeah, I knew what it was. Yeah,
yeah, okay, never pretty mind. Much. Never mind. I feel like most guys go through this. Most guys who aren't like
every nigga goes through this. That's like you said, that's what I respect you the most for, like being able to be open with your emotions and being open with, because it's a thing that we don't talk about enough in the male community, especially in being vulnerable. Like I said in my last podcast, and I know it's hard for me too, but especially in the relationship aspect of it. Like, it's hard to talk about, you know, mommy issues, daddy issues, but you can eventually come to that point. But the other point is, you don't see it every day. And then, like, even if you have a friend group, y'all don't talk about, like, stuff like that. Like, even the dudes that you see get the most girls go through it.
Yeah.
And they'll call them hoes, but behind closed doors, 5 of them out of the 10, they'll either have got rejected, they have fallen in love with, and they don't want to, or, you know what I'm saying? They just go through all that shit, but... From our eyes, we don't talk about it enough. So in our minds, like guys like us, when we go through these type of emotions with females, we look at it as, damn, why can't my shit? And we start comparing it to other people's shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm kind of going in and out, but what I'm trying to say is, we go through it, bro.
Yeah.
You go through it.
Y'all do.
We all go through it. We just don't see other people go through it unless we listen to music. Like, I listen to your music, and we're like, oh, shit, like, this nigga went through the same shit I'm going through. So I ain't the only one out here just getting rejected or feeling like I'm going to die alone and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's refreshing, because on and off, it was more. And see, at first, I thought it was more like this. It was a girl. Well, yeah, I guess it kind of was. But except she had a boyfriend. I was thinking more of when you were singing on and off. I thought she was, like, going in and out of different niggas with niggas, and you ain't tell her yet. Oh, so she was. So I'm
so like, I'm gonna explain it right. Yeah. So on and off is like the guy at the time, because I don't even think they're together with each other anymore. But the guy at the time, he was also an artist just like me. Yeah. So he's a rapper, not a singer. But she was with him. And, you know, they every once in a while, they would have, like, disagreements with each other. And then she would kind of tell me, like, oh, well, he's like, apologizing again. So we're working things out. And this would be, like, a certain thing that would just keep like, repeating itself over and over again. So it was, like, very frustrating for me on, like, the other side to watch this girl that I really, like, appreciated and like and have respect for to just, you know, do all this stuff. Like, but once when
feel you, nigga.
Yeah, so like once like my emotions got involved, I guess she was kinda like being conscious of my stuff, his stuff. But then she also kinda like went on to do like other like fuck shit too. Low key, like talking to like other guys, getting them in the mix, and I'm like,
you know,
it's like you were saying earlier, we have to be kinda open about that stuff. And it's like it's what was I gonna say? It's like bonds like those that like they kind of help us like grow and mold us into like who we are today. So that's necessary. But yeah, getting back to like the project and all that stuff like that. I don't know, like during the time frame of like all that happening with like him and her like having arguments and then getting back together and then her doing like petty stuff to get back at him to piss him off and all this other like crazy stuff.
It's like,
bro,
just break up with him. Why is you?
Yeah, like they don't listen.
You deserve
to that.
Better.
Like, yeah, like they don't see that though. Maybe they don't believe that they deserve better, but I don't know. But yeah, just being the guy who was her best friend, just kind of watching all of this go down. And I'm just even, you know, sometimes I just got frustrated and I was just like trying to talk to her about it, and then eventually, I guess, like, at some point, I ended up becoming the enemy, too.
Yeah.
And we kind of got into it. And just, like, during that whole time frame, I was just, it just became, like, material for my songs. I just kept writing everything that was going on. And just song after song.
Yeah.
And it just eventually, this, Hearts and Crafts was actually supposed to be a whole full-length project. But the reason why it didn't get released as a full-length project was because like I ended up losing like some of the lyrics and stuff like that, so I had to release it as an EP.
Yeah,
but yeah, that whole situation, that's a whole project that's out on SoundCloud and YouTube and Apple Music, Spotify. You can check it everywhere.
Hey, let them know. Look, listen, because definitely gonna do a part two. I didn't plan to do a part two, but now we gotta do a part two because I still didn't even get to answer my questions. I know I took up most of the time about shorty and shit, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad you helped me open up myself a little bit. Like, I've always been open about this stuff, but not on the podcast. So, Dad, if you're listening, yes, I was promiscuous. Anyway, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. This is just gonna be part one. Not like, comment, subscribe. Make sure you subscribe. Subscribe to YouTube. Nigga, you can look up Real Talk Radio now. We're at 52. We're trying to make it to 100. I'm gonna do a raffle giveaway once we get closer to 100. I promise. $100 Visa gift card, something like that. Instagram, real.t.radio. Twitter is RTRJRay. Facebook is, you type my name in, Jarrett Ray, JARRETTRAY. TikTok, Real Talk Radio with a second O. You want to shout out your social medias?
You know, real name is Zaire, but I go by my artist name, Linkard. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Audio Mac, wherever you listen to music to.
Yeah.
You listen to me on Bandcamp, YouTube. Everywhere is all Linkard. So,
yeah. That's it. I want to do something a little different to close out this. What song you want me to play?
That's a couple of bangers you could play. On and off, right there with you. You can even play my newest one, Romance Movies.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Okay. Play Romance. Hey. Romance Movies out now. Go get that. It's on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
What is it, Audio Mac? Is it on SoundCloud? I don't think
it's Romance, it's on everything. Movie? Yeah, everything.
Spotify. Okay.
All of it. Romance Movies everywhere.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey.
Music. Go listen to it right now.
Hey, go listen to it.
Yeah.
Right now. Right now. Wait. Hold on. Oh, shit. Hold on. Right now. You feel me? Dick.
You ain't gotta say too much, oh no. No, you ain't gotta say too much, oh no. I'm already walking out the door. See, just like all your favorite romance movies, I know there's a man you want and more. taking Polaroids, doing movie nights, always present by your side. Know it's feeling right, but I can't feel the void. I can't sleep at night. We're clutching tight, and you're by your side. Na 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 na. Deserve me. I know I don't feel your appetite. Not really to promise a new future that you always had in your foresight. I'm not what you like, not your average flat. I see that you got a type, a novel's archetype. No, I ain't too ripe, but just like your books, read my pages side to side. Love me like your literature. Na na na. Could you be mine? Girl, be mine. Why don't you go and change your mind? Change your mind, yeah.